George Capanelli here. Welcome to another edition of Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, purpose, and passion meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your hosts at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music.
Great topic today, fine balance. We're going to look at this most necessary and perhaps least practiced and understood principle of life in these modern times. You'll also join Sedina and me for the next part of a lively and provocative interview with wise woman, best-selling author, and social innovator Jean Houston.
And we also have our music interludes today with Neil Young, Long May You Run, Loudon Wainwright III, Dateline, and the Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man. Our special features today, Sedina presents another enlivening aging strategy on balancing. George and I will bring you a You've Got to Be Kidding news segment, and I'll close with another Rudy Rap.
So welcome to this great place where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. Carl Jung reminded us that enlightenment consists not merely in the seeing of luminous shapes and visions, but in making the darkness visible. So let's turn to our topic today, fine balance, and see how the good Dr. Jung's advice might apply. Let's begin this journey by talking about how challenging life is today and how often it seems that in our search for enlightenment, we often feel like we're walking on a tightrope high above the ground in the turbulent cross currents of social, economic, technological, and cultural change and without a safety net. But let's explore this analogy further by shifting our attention away from the dangers of living on the high wire to the excitement of it, away from the resistances and obstacles that arise at some moments, to some of the primary things we can do to enhance and encourage our ability and willingness to retain our balance and in this way make the darkness visible.
For as we are finding, one of the remarkable things about life in this physical universe, where the laws of duality and opposites rule, is that shadows are the result of light. This is very good news, and for once, we admit that where there is darkness, there must be a source of illumination. That's the shadow. Only our real task, or our challenge, is the possibility that we can find the light in the shadow. What does this have to do with our analogy about walking on a tightrope? Take a moment, if you will, and visualize yourself adorned in whatever vision of colorful costume you choose, bowing before the audience and preparing to climb the ladder to the high wire above. As you stand in the spotlight, bask in the warmth and the enthusiasm of the crowd's attention.
Feel the energy coursing through your body as you take a deep breath and begin the climb. Feel the sense of excitement tinted on its borders by the natural sense of fear. Notice how it keeps you alert and ready for the challenge that lies ahead. As you arrive at the platform, look down at the expectant and upturned faces. Notice that your focus narrows and that the sound of the crowd begins to fade. What you see is the wire stretching out before you. What you feel is the pattern of your breath and the beating of your heart. Suddenly, the vastness of the arena seems small and quiet, intimate almost. You take a number of deep breaths slowly. Your heart rate depresses itself. You narrow the focus of your attention even more. Then finally, trusting in the hours of practice and your preparations, you prepare to step out on the wire.
Let us freeze the frame here for a moment as our heart beats faster and ask ourselves, what are the qualities you must need for this journey across the wire? Clarity, attention, concentration, strength, skill, willingness, self-confidence, trust. All of those are valuable. There's also the skill you've developed, the care and attention you've put into your performance, and the level of physical, emotional, and material conditioning needed to accomplish your feat. There's something else, however. You'll need even more than all these qualities as you step out onto this metaphorical wire. You'll need something that will serve as an essential ingredient in your quest for success. What you will need, as we've been saying, is balance.
But how do you maintain your balance? That's the $64,000 question. Isn't that what so many books and sermons are all about? Our experience suggests that the key to maintaining balance is our ability to stay present. The problem, however, is that staying present isn't easy, especially in a world that encourages us to do the opposite, to leap before we look, to set aside some of the fundamental values of discipline and hard work and focus and commitment for the quick fix, the overnight score, and the Hail Mary pass. Our world favors shortcuts and get-to-it-quick strategies. After all, in a world like ours where competition is so stiff, who has the time for preparation and for the slow, sometimes painstaking steps that get us from concept to our goal? Who has time to be present?
In fact, most forms of entertainment, our occupations, and our interests that are in favor today are actually things that promote the loss of presence and the avoidance of awareness. As a result, most of us go about our daily tasks less prepared and often distracted by the noise and extraneous action around us. We spend more time reviewing, bemoaning, or regretting the past, or anticipating and worrying about the future than we do living in the present, in the now. Even the wise ones tell us that the past is really a dead, and the present, where we are, we're not there, the future is not yet arrived. And even though they advise us that all of our powers lie in the present moment, most of us go about our way unmindful and unconscious of the fact that we are everywhere but here now. Be here now, as our good friend Ram Dass said.
What has all this got to do with our search for balance? A lot. If you go back to our opening visualization about being on the high wire and now walk out and take your attention off of what you're doing, if you waste your precious energy looking at where you've been, the platform or the ground or where you're going, the end of the wire, there's a really good chance you'll find yourself in trouble.
Equally true. If you're too tense, rigid, or if your grip is too tight on your balancing bar, then your balance will be detrimentally affected. Balance comes from distributing your weight evenly, from being relaxed and aware of all that is happening without being overly attached to any one aspect. Balance comes from breathing deeply and allowing your breath to keep you present and aware. Your breath keeps your heart, body, and mind connected as one well-functioning whole.
Balance issues out of your willingness to be on the wire often enough and long enough to anticipate some of the dangers and challenges. It comes from your ability to handle the unexpected. Balance comes then by degrees and is the process of learning and doing, a process of being willing to risk, to open your heart and stay focused on the light.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
A
over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead? Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
George and Sedina Capanelli here in an extended conversation with Jean Houston. There's another kind of significant piece, I think, that we might talk about in this segment, and that is, I know that you were one of the early experimenters in some of the government-sanctioned LSD studies.
Yes.
And that was when you met Robert Masters, who you married, and that, of course, blessed us all with the founding of the Human Potential Movement. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Well, the Human Potential Movement, it was inevitable that it had to come along in the 60s, because the 50s had been sort of the opposite of the Human Potential Movement. When I was in college, education was pretty standard brand, and, at the same time, you had all of this energy beneath the surface crust of the society ready to burst forth. Martin Luther King was preaching. People were really looking for new ways of being and becoming. And what happened with the LSD, now this was the legal LSD, is that what it did is it amplified the mind-brain system natural inquiry, so that it also released a lot of the cataracts and the holding patterns. Now, so that suddenly we availed ourselves of a kind of vast spectrum of our own human condition, our images, our joys, our sorrows, our histories, our symbolic structures that had never really been seen by so many people before. And then, of course, what also happened is that the research ended much too early due to the antics of Tim Leary, about whom we won't go into Tim Leary. But anyway, but he was probably the single most irresponsible human being I ever met in my whole life. Anyway, so then my husband and I created non-drug studies of human potentials, and that with others who were doing the same, people like Mike Murphy at Esalen, Stanislav Grof, many of us were getting together and exploring what is the nature of the human being and how do we can become the person who can really become an agent of change beyond victimhood of being knocked down by the complexity and uncertainty of our time. We began to explore with thousands of research subjects the nature of the possible human, the nature of what we really contain in our body, in our brain, in our psyche, how to tap into the enormous reservoirs of the treasures of our creative unconscious, how, in fact, to be able to bring these capacities to bear upon our everyday life so that we can do remarkable things in the restructuring of education, in the reimagining of our human condition, and of bringing greater thoughtfulness and beingness to bear upon the enormous number of social problems. And that's where, of course, Einstein's great edict of years before came up when he said, we cannot solve problems with the same kind of consciousness that created them. Clearly, we need another kind of consciousness. So my husband and I were looking for that other kind of consciousness, and we tended to explore it in four levels: physically, psychologically, mythic and symbolically, and spiritually.
And we are so grateful that you have it. Yes. And as we go forward with this work that you're gifting the world, you're also an advisor to UNICEF.
Yes, and actually much more recently. With the United Nations Development Program, the UNDP.
Okay, would you talk a little bit about both of those, Jean?
Oh, my. Well, with UNICEF, for example, Where were we? Well, we were in Bangladesh and Burma. And in Bangladesh, what we did was help them to... We worked with hundreds of teachers, hundreds of leaders, and helped them to create schools that and get rid of the schools that had been really miserable British missionary education of 100 years before, which the Brits themselves had long since abandoned, but to create schools that were hands-on, sensory, rich with art and music and theater as central to the curriculum, and then to train teachers in ways that they could teach these things so that the child became a wonder to himself and to others. And the good, you know, every child is different. Every child is a jewel of humanity, but they are treated in terms of these insular ways that turn off the mind, turn off the love of yearning. So what we did is we created these, helped them create from the culture their own ways of learning and being and exploring. And as we did this with art and music, as I say, very critical to the curriculum, then we found that the children did not fail. They went running to school, and even equally important, the teachers, the women, were being empowered in a country that had very little women's empowerment, quite the opposite, you see.
Would that you were doing more of that work within the United States today, because I think...
Well, could we use it?
You know, seriously.
Well, I did. I've worked, you know, I found that we would work with Title III, as Title I, Title III, as well as with private schools, so that we found that we could work with impoverished schools, and I've done a lot of work with very impoverished schools, with people who are living on the margins of society, as well as with private. And with the private schools, of course, it's been enormously successful. And for as long as we could sustain the research with working private in the public schools, it's always been quite remarkable. But, you know, so many things have shifted since those days that, you know, now that we have an internet, where kids are finding their own education one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
we are prophetically extended to each other. In really remarkable new ways. Now, this is very important that you bring this up, because here we are in a time in which space, time, happenings, events have accelerated to the point that if we are going, in point of fact, to be able to, what should we say, shock the future rather than continually being shocked by the future,
mm-hmm.
then it is critical that we learn in whole new ways. We are training ourselves to become the people who can make a profound difference in the time of radical change. We, as I say, creating the possible human. So this is the kind of thing. So in our work with schools as well as with people everywhere, we give them strategies and processes to embody, if you will, their evolutionary capacities. Many people, now this brings us then to the elder. How to talk about it.
Before you do, because I'd like to spend some time uninterrupted in the next segment talking about that. But before we go to that segment, what you've just been talking about, I know on your website you've got a wonderful quote, and it says, the first part of it says, in our time we've come to the stage where the real work of humanity begins.
That's right.
So the work that you've been talking about and the learning and that's the work of humanity that you're talking about and the stage we're at?
I believe that. It's literally the stage of grow or die,
mm-hmm.
evolve or perish. If we don't take that seriously, we are in very deep trouble. So all, you know, I really regard, people say to me, why is it that you don't age? And it's true, and I've become an embarrassment to people because I don't age. Part of it is because I'm half Sicilian and 4,000 years of olive oil runs through my... But a lot of it is a sense of urgency that these are the times and we are the people, and it is the time in which we either, you know, rise to the challenge, or we we're finished in the next 200 years.
Yeah.
I think of the metaphor of the Nautilus. You know the Nautilus?
Yes.
That seashell spiral in shape, and it consists of a series of ever larger chambers, in each of which the little sea creature lives in a chamber for a while until it outgrows that particular space. And then the Nautilus enlarges its shell by the addition of a new chamber suitable for the next stage of life. Well, this is what my life and work is about. It's helping them build a new chamber suitable to the next stage of life. And by the next stage, I mean both for the whole planet as well as particularly for the elder.
Terrific symbolism.
So, yeah. George and Sedina Capanelli here. We have the privilege of talking to Jean Houston today in an extended conversation, and we'll be back shortly.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
All right, we have returned, and again, we seem to talk as much about Jean Houston off mic as on mic.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I remember a variety of times with her, including a concert together here in Santa Fe. But if I may, just the commentary about this Evolve or Die. We're on the cusp. Mm-hmm. She gave it 100 years. I don't know if that's even accurate, but jump time, shaping your future in a world of radical change. We're in the radicalness. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm at the edge a lot. And she said here in this book, which came out almost 15 years ago, the maps no longer fit the territories. The only expected is the unexpected. Everything that was isn't anymore, and everything that isn't is coming to be. And, you know, those folks that I'm glad you and Sedina brought up LSD. Of course, she pointed out it was legal at the time, that something happened in that 60s revolution, and I know she was about to chastise Timothy Leary. I don't know the guy. I'm reading a book from one of his wives about tripping through the Bardos. I still say that that revolution, whether it starts with Hoffman as the bringer of LSD through, or all the other people, Leary at Harvard, Ram Dass at Harvard, I think we need to go back to that amplification when people went outside the territory of maps, of programming, or as we've talked about, getting rid of our beliefs into our knowing. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I do in a lot of different ways, you know, behaviors and experiments and conscious evolution. And, you know, what I love about Gene is that, you know, there are an awful lot of pygmies out there spewing concepts and ideas and whatnot.
No harm to the little people here. We don't want to get chastised. Small thinkers.
Small thinkers, okay. Yeah. And people who, you know, are looking for a quick hit, in terms of marketing or whatever. But Gene's a person of depth and substance and presence, and you can hear it in all of the things that she says. And, you know, one of the things that she really does say, and you mention it, you know, it's part of Jump Drive, is that this is a time where we're going to grow or die, evolve or perish, that these are the times and we are indeed the people. And I'm so glad she speaks to it. It's clearly what Age Nation speaks to as well. We're giving a clarion call. We're saying, wake up before it's too late, because the truth of the matter is there's just so much, so very much, that we need to do in this time. So, Gene, we really celebrate you. We're glad that you're part of Age Nation and that we learn from you and we get a chance to share with you.
This here today, when in fact it's tomorrow. What you're feeling now's yesterday's joy and sorrow. Your future's secured, oh, forever somehow. It's already over, what's going on now? It's already happened, what's happening right now? When you come over here, you lose a whole day. You'll never get it back until you get back that way.
Loudon Wainwright the second.
Or the third, no?
Or the third, is he?
He's the third. Well, you know, thanks for bringing this along today, because older than my old man now, it's about what we're talking about. So
so let's shift into you got to be kidding. You know, we look at items in the news that show that we're really wacky in some ways and that there's hope in others. Gene certainly gives us a lot of hope. And so this is by Charles Pierce from Esquire. And so the sale of our democracy rolls on. Lost in all the noise and all the towering bad taste of the coverage of Bo Bergdahl's story this week was the fact that the Senate began the long and laborious, and Charles says, I suspect, the utterly futile work of crafting a constitutional amendment to try to repair the damage done to democracy by the efforts of the current Supreme Court in Citizens United and the McCutcheon rulings to legalize influence peddling and to privatize general political corruption. Thank God for Tom Udall, Senator of Mexico, whose uncle, Charles says, I strove mightily to put in the White House almost 40 years ago, brought a proposed constitutional amendment before the Senate Judiciary Committee that would reverse those decisions and try to stem the flood of corporate and private and largely unaccountable money. Well, we say that we want this effort, we, Alan and I, by Tom Udall, to be not futile at all. And it will be if we sit silently on the sidelines. So we got to call, write, email, badger our senators and members of Congress. Tell them we've had enough of billionaires buying America. Let's let Tom Udall know we've got his back.
Yeah, maybe we get these phone numbers again. We were good at that, you know, regarding the free Internet. I might mention, just if you want to sign a petition, because MoveOn.org is circulating, says the Democratic National Committee. So
yep,
just do a Google job on that and sign on. That they're looking for 1 million signatures, and I think they're on their way to that. So all right, The Climate Domino by Paul Krugman from the New York Times. Maybe it's me, but the predictable right wing cries out in rage over the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rules on carbon. It's, you know, unfocused. I mean, these are the people who managed to create national outrage over non-existent death panels. Now the Obama administration is doing something that really will impose at least some pain on some people. Where are the eye-catching fake horror stories? For what it's worth, however, the attacks on the new rules mainly involve the three C's, conspiracy, cost, and China. That is, right-wingers claim that there isn't any global warming, that it's all a hoax promulgated by the thousands of scientists around the world that are taking action to limit greenhouse gas emissions. And they say doing that would devastate the economy. It's always about the economy, and that China will just go on spewing stuff into the atmosphere. No doubt this is a complex issue, but doing nothing is ever more complex and even more devastating to the life on our planet.
Yeah, a hell of an economy we're going to have if the planet isn't here, you know. So Robert Borisov, Campaign for America's Future. We know student debt is out of control. What we may not know is just how bad it's gotten. The government is even garnishing senior citizens' social security checks to claw back some education loans they co-signed for their children or grandchildren.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah.
This is really happening.
Yeah, it is. Seniors are losing up to 15% of their earned benefits each month. There are no exceptions. Neither the borrower nor the co-signer can have student debt absolved in a bankruptcy court. So it's worse than you got to be kidding. This is part of a debt we're passing on to future generations. It's atrocious, just atrocious.
Age Nation Radio. Love, laugh, enjoy life.
Age Nation.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli and Alan Hutton are back. It's now time for our great Enlivened Aging segment.
Hi, I'm Sedina with Enlivened Aging Strategies. These are simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's Enlivened Aging strategy is balancing. So what is balance? The dictionary says it is a state of equilibrium, mental steadiness or emotional stability, a habit of calm behavior and judgment. Peter Drucker, the famous management consultant, says, it's not just about doing things right, it's about doing the right things. Those right things are the ones that create mind, body, and spirit harmony and maintain a sense of balance. If we're out of balance, It's usually because one of these things is not being kept in shape and cared for. And much like the automatic pilot of an airplane, we will always be correcting our course. We will always be balancing. As time goes by, we learn it isn't the speed with which we do our work or go through our day, but the quality of time that makes life a pleasure. How much do we enjoy working or playing or just resting? If we seldom have time to enjoy something just for the sake of it, because schedules and deadlines take up most of our time, then it is time for a course correction. A good guidance system is our breath. By checking in during the day to make sure we are breathing fully, touching in with our hearts, and feeling the emotions that are present, we can know if we're out of balance. The next step is just to give ourselves permission to stop, breathe, and choose a healthy response. Whether it's choosing positive thoughts or healthy foods or simply sending love to ourselves and others, we are coming into coherence and bringing mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual balance back to our whole system. And it follows that by simply becoming observant of our thoughts and feelings, we can recognize a stressful feeling and put the brakes on by focusing our attention away from the racing mind and placing it on the area around our heart. One of our greatest balancing tools is the power of good choice. You can always choose the feeling of appreciation rather than resentment or agitation. Gratitude for the way things are rather than identification with what is not working opens the gift of life and balances our whole system. So remember to include balancing in your Aging Consciously backpack and go to Enlivened Aging, that's AGEING.com, for more. Many blessings.
All right. Next week, we're going to take a look at the life you were born to live. You'll hear more great music sitting on the second part of the interview. And George and Sedina did with, we're not going to do that, actually. We're going to do...
Mark Landau. Yeah. On love and forgiveness.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was
an interview you did, so yeah. We're looking forward to it.
He's a sweet guy. So, Mark, thanks for doing that with us. And, of course, you'll have one of your powerful commentaries, I hope.
Yeah, and Sedina, do another Enlivened Aging. Don't forget to visit Age Nation. We got some great, great announcements we're going to be making very shortly. Our Navigating Your Future conference series is going to kick off with some really great events in different cities. We're also going to announce an extraordinary collaboration with Wisdom Graduate School and the launch of an Elder Corps that you're going to be excited to hear about and be a part of. So all that's coming up. And now here's Alan with another lyrical, lovely Rudy rap.
Thanks. This is titled Balance for Love's Sake. Balance for Love's Sake, that's our theme. And the music from Govinda, Worlds Within the album, this is particular track is called Inner Membrane. Balance for Love's Sake. Love's the fuel for sage or fool, the essence and spirit of the golden rule, the cure for all the cruel, the ultimate balancing tool, the heart's gruel, like the spinning spool, feeding yarn to the loom, weavings to swoon, the loving hands of creator, birthing blanket or scarf soon. Love is the thread, opposite of dead, its life force instead. Love heals, that divinity spirit deal, in the unified field of all that is, balance is the biz. Love cures wars, it opens all doors, it seeds and spores, it belongs to goddess or whore. Lasting forevermore, not needing a store or a mall or an online marketing call, for it's free, within you and me, like drops of water in the grand cosmic sea coming together collectively, in balance. Oh, say, can you see the balance and unity in we, to form ripples and waves, even tsunamis to brave, whether yogi in cave or a Christ to save or dancing in a rave, encouraged to save the day, it eventually comes to love, for love is the way, ubiquitous, promiscuous, the solution for all to just engage in bliss. One planet, under source, separation to divorce, with liberty and justice, of course. Love sets soul free within the quantum field of unity. Love is the glue, the core consciousness of me and you and all us human animals in this grand cosmic zoo. I say retire the lawyer, end the Sioux stew, end the separation brew. For Christ's sake, discover the love of you and he and she, all of we. Oh, say, can you see the balance and unity in we? Love is unity. And here's the grand key. It brings up anything unlike itself. It purifies, it unifies, it lights up our cosmic third eye. It's a kundalini rise. It burns to a crisp anything we despise or hate or berate or judge, and it's never too late to own your ultimate fate. Love, L-O-V-E. To return to love as your ultimate date, as the reason to mate. It's not... If not for you, then for heaven's sake, surrender to love. Let it you overtake and all, and your life and our life remake.
Thanks, Alan. Another great Rudy rap filled with great, great, great images.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Balance, balance, balance. Don't forget it. Come back next week. Another great show.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.